Hey everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. I'm your host Brad, and this is episode 796. It's brought to you by High School Graduate, Dog Lettuce, I Regret Jumping, FOD87, and of course Craig's Mom's Bush. Thanks all of you for supporting us over on patreon.com/phonelosers. Today's show art's by Ice Cat, and it may not look too impressive because it's basically just the PLA bell, but instead of a bell, it's a rectangle. But if you zoom in on it, it's got tiny PLA bells on it. And the most important thing is that it's a desktop background that you can download and put on your computer. It totally doesn't have a virus hidden inside of it by Ice Cat, he promises me. He keeps making these backgrounds, though, so I finally set up a page on phonelosers.com of desktop backgrounds, and so far it's just the ones that Ice Cat's made. Even though I know there are other desktop backgrounds that are PLA-themed, I can't remember where I put them, but I want to put those on that page, too. The page to go to download today's show art and use it as a desktop background is phonelosers.com/desktop-backgrounds. Everybody's concerned with what their desktop background is in 2023, right? Thanks, Ice Cat. Everyone, be sure to go check out Ice Cat's show. He does a show over at prankcast.com/icecat. He usually just plays music and doesn't do pranks, and that's okay. I was on Devin's show last night. We had some fun, did some pranks. I was on her show, I think, the week before, too, and I was on some other shows. I don't remember which ones, so you're just going to have to listen to every single show on Prankcast just in case I was on their show. So please do that. Go to prankcast.com and listen to everything. All right, one last thing. I was the subject of a radio DJ conversation a couple weeks ago, a month ago, I don't know. Gus Galusi, he posted a thing on our Reddit, on our subreddit, on the Phone Loser subreddit. It's a YouTube video of MJ from the MJ Morning Show in Florida. And this is the same DJ I wrote about in the Phone Losers of America book. And I think I did a whole episode about him on PLA Radio like 15 years ago. But MJ, it was this radio DJ. I used to harass the crap out of his show. I would get the phone numbers of all of his staff and his home phone numbers and cell phone numbers, just everybody's phone numbers. And I would use it to cause problems. I'd make prank calls. I'd send pizzas, I think. Let me play a small clip here.
And Brad was a St. Louis listener. And he listened to us on Z107.7.
Oh, God, it's going to take forever because he just puts in way too much detail.
And was, you know, trying to, you know, screw with me on the phone. And I would change my phone number. And a day later, I would change my unlisted number. And a day later, the guy would be calling me again on my brand new number. I went through, like, I don't know, 8 phone numbers at my house. And Verizon at the time couldn't figure out what was going on. And well,
so that's 2 minutes into the story. This thing goes on for 15 minutes. Here, let me go a few minutes ahead.
We found out who this guy was, and they called him up and they said, listen, this is the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. We're going to, you know, work with the East Alton Police to get a warrant for your arrest for harassment. Anyway, it shut the guy down.
See, that's the weirdest part right there is I do not remember that phone call. And I don't know why he would lie about it. I think he thinks it happened, or maybe it did happen and I forgot. I have a bad memory. I don't know. But I just remember getting bored with MJ and leaving him alone. I did horrible things to him and his show, though. I shut down one of their bits by hacking into his eBay account. And I kept interfering with their Hollywood gossip section by calling their Hollywood gossip guy, who was very freaked out that I had his number. In fact, I think they stopped having him on soon after that. But then the video, it goes on to make fun of me for getting raided by the FBI and arrested for Safeway prank phone calls. They really enjoy laughing about that.
In another call, Carter spoke to a customer who had complained that the meats advertised are never available for sale in the store. Carter assured the customer that the meats are in the back, but only for really good customers, then hung up.
Yeah. Yeah, then I hung up. That's what I do. I just quickly yell a punchline and then I hang up. I don't think that's how the call went. But that's not MJ's fault. That's the newspaper reporter's fault. But if you want to watch this entire video, I'm going to put a link to it in the show description. It's a YouTube video. You can watch them talk about the whole thing for 15 whole minutes. It's pretty exciting if you know the backstory. Maybe I'll put a link to the PLA radio thing too.
So this guy was harassing me. We figured out who he was. The cops called, didn't scare him. He continued, and then he almost went.
Ah, wait, what? That's the first time I noticed he said that. Because remember, at the very beginning, he said the cops called him and that completely shut him down. We never heard from him again or whatever. Now he's saying I continued, which is true, because I don't think I ever got that call from the cops. Or maybe I just laughed at the cops and said, come and get me, because that sounds like something I might do.
At the federal prison. So he's got a federal record. He did home detention.
Good for him.
And probation. So Brad Carter, who went from Illinois to Oregon, now I believe he's in New Mexico.
Yep.
Good for him.
That's where I am.
Brad. So good old Brad Carter.
Thanks for that, MJ. That was a lot of fun. Maybe MJ will hear this, and then he'll play this on his show, and then somebody will send that to me, and I'll play that on my show. Talk about how MJ is talking about me, talking about him. That sounds like great fun. Okay, that's the end of the intro today. Let's do some calls.
Hello?
James.
Yes?
Hey, I've been getting your mail. James.
Yeah?
Hey, I've been getting your mail.
Who's this?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy. And I don't know, I'm getting a lot of mail for you, and it has your address on it, but it's coming to my house. What's that all about? Can you stop doing
what,
that?
What address you at? I'll come get my mail.
Oh, I'm not giving it to you. Nope. I ain't no mailman. I think it's probably a federal offense for me to deliver the mail to you. I'm not really sure
what's your name, please?
It's Roy.
Roy.
I don't know. I think the safest bet would be to just rip up this mail.
This guy's saying he's getting all my mail. Who? I don't know who. What's your address?
Looky here, buddy. I'm going to rip up your mail right now.
Okay.
I'm ripping it up into shreds. Well, he doesn't even care. Do people care about their mail anymore? It's just bills, right? Like, people don't get anything personal. I don't know how adult people's mail works, but I'm calling up some numbers here that Sarah O2 sent to me 2 whole years ago. I don't know what the list is. It's just a list of names and phone numbers, and they're all over the country. Thank you, Sarah, for the list.
Hello?
Hello? Jenny?
Yeah?
Hey, I'm your neighbor. I've been getting your mail.
Who is this?
It's Roy, your neighbor. It has your address on the mail, but it just keeps coming to me. So I've got a pile of it at this point.
I don't think... My name is Marianne.
Oh, why'd you say yes to Jenny?
Because, that's interesting that you know my sister.
Okay, you're being real sketchy. I'm just going to rip up this mail. I'm going to rip it up. I'm going to rip it into shreds. I don't want no part of this fucking weirdo. Really, why is she being like that? I am determined to get somebody angry at me today for ripping up their mail. I'm just going to keep calling up random people off of this list of Sarah O2s. I am calling from my own phone number, so they can call me back if they want to. Give me a good talking to.
Hello.
George.
It's Mike.
Oh, Mike. I'm getting your mail. I'm getting your mail. I'm your neighbor. I keep getting your mail. What do I do?
What do you mean you're my neighbor?
Why, it's been piling up.
Where do you live?
I'm on Avenue. But I'm not at your house number. I'm like up the road.
Avenue.
Yeah.
And it says George?
Yeah, well, it says George, and then there's some that say Mike.
Yeah, I'm Mike. I haven't lived there in 7 years.
Oh, is George, George still there?
No, George passed away 11 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's odd. I'd be curious to know what kind of mail it is. It must be junk, because anything important, I haven't lived in almost 8 years.
Oh, these look like handwritten letters and personal correspondence. It's okay. I'll rip them up.
Who are they from?
Oh no, it's cool. I'll rip all these up.
Well, wait. Now you're getting weird.
Oh no,
now you get a little weird. If you took the time to call, right?
Well, I'm not a postman.
Hey, I find this shit fascinating. People like you make me get up in the morning.
What do you mean fascinating?
So continue with your show. What's the real reason for calling?
I'm ripping up the mail. I don't know what to do with it. It's piling up. I'm just gonna rip it up.
Yeah, it's piling. You're so full of shit, dude. You can tell in your voice.
Why would you say that I'm full of shit?
It's so obvious. I people fascinate me.
I just don't want your mail.
You are a prime example of somebody that's full of baloney.
Full of baloney.
I like all the ripping sounds in the back. That's really good. So hey, listen, I got a little bit of a ride home. Entertain me with some more of your bullshit.
Oh no! Oh no! I have many things to do tonight.
Oh yeah,
and,
but
I
bet you've got a lot going on. So
yeah,
Tell me,
oh,
tell me, give me some more proof that would make me believe this call.
But I don't want to. I'd rather it just be a mystery to you forever.
All right. Hey, good luck.
Hey, good luck to you. Good luck to what?
Thank you.
Good luck about what?
Thank you. I don't know. No comment.
Why? That's bullshit. No, you can't just say good luck and then not say what for. You son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Now you're talking about my mother. You motherfucker.
I was getting some of her.
You motherfucker.
I was getting some of her mail. I was getting some of her mail too.
I'm going to Oskaloosa, Texas.
You better not. Oh, I think that's where my caller ID says it's from. He just hung up on me. I think he was getting really upset there for a minute before he started noticing that I'm full of shit. Wasn't he? Or was he just being silly? Because he knew I was full of shit. Here, let me play some of this back. I have to know.
Who are they from?
Oh, no, it's cool. I'll rip all these up.
Well, wait. Now you're getting weird.
Oh, no,
now you get a little weird. If you took the time to call... Right?
Well, I'm not a postman.
Hey, I find this shit fascinating. People like you make me get up in the morning.
What do you mean fascinating?
So continue with your show.
He said continue with your show? What the hell, Sarah? Are you warning these people about me? Telling them I do a show and I'm going to be calling you up? That's just weird. Who was that, you guys? That's not cool. Don't do that.
Hello?
Hi, Anna?
Yeah?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Roy?
Yeah. Hey, I'm on your Wi-Fi right now, and I was scanning all the computers on your Wi-Fi, and you have an intruder on your Wi-Fi.
Pardon?
On your Wi-Fi. You know your Wi-Fi in your home, your internet?
Okay.
One of your neighbors is using your Wi-Fi for free.
Yeah, you just said that you're one of my neighbors.
Well, no, besides me.
And you're on my Wi-Fi.
No, besides me. It's some lady. I don't know who she is, but I've hacked into her computer, and I can see out of her webcam, so I'm watching her. I don't know who she is, but she's on your Wi-Fi, and I don't know, like, she probably doesn't pay for that.
Who are you?
This is Roy. I just lived down the street a little bit. I just, you know, doing, you know, just checking security around the neighborhood on everyone's Wi-Fi.
No, you hack into people's Wi-Fi?
Yeah, to check the security, to make sure everything's going okay. And I found an intruder. She's in your Wi-Fi. She's just sitting on her computer. Like, I mean, she's sitting there watching TV, I think, but her computer is open because I can see her through her webcam.
What?
I don't know. I don't know who she is or where she lives. She's got to be one of our neighbors because, I don't know. She's using your Wi-Fi. I think we should go bust her. Like, would you want to walk around the neighborhood with me and maybe, like, knock on doors until we see her?
Where do you live?
Just, like, two and a half blocks away. I'm also on Kingsland Court.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. There's some lady on your Wi-Fi.
Please block my number.
What good would that do? I think you have to block me. Anna, I think you have to block me.
Have a good day, Lori.
Are you going to block me? Well, that's a nice way to repay my favor to her. Alerting her to an intruder in her Wi-Fi. And she just treats me like an idiot. Whatever. I need to learn how to hack for real so I can do this stuff for real and alert all my neighbors. And I'm sure they'll all appreciate it and we'll all become friends.
The number you dialed.
We'll form neighborhood watches together. I'll be in charge of the cyber watch department. Earlier this week, I was doing a hobo sode of basically the same thing, but I was calling up businesses like bowling alleys and Planet Fitnesses and telling them that I found an intruder on their Wi-Fi. And they're like, how do you know? And I'm like, I can see her. She's in her living room. She's definitely not in this bowling alley. She's in one of the houses behind the bowling alley. And I don't know why, but people don't seem to appreciate when I do that for them. I'm just doing my civic duty, and they're being total dicks about it. Well, that was the last number off of Sarah's list that I found. I know I have others of hers somewhere, but whatever. I'll find them later. I'm just going to go through my requests here and see what I can find. Here's an old list that was sent to me by LAX988 back in 2021. Oh, and he says, here's a list for an HOA as my Christmas gift to you for 2021, which you probably will not get around to it until 2023. So he knows me well. I've already called a lot of the numbers on this list. I've got them all marked off. Oh, and these are Canadians. Oh, and they're old people. This is some kind of retirement community. But let's try a few of these.
Hello.
Hi, Heather.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm your neighbor. It's Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Hi. Hey, I hacked into your Wi-Fi. I was just checking it out and making sure everything was okay in there and secure.
You hacked into my Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Yeah, I found an intruder in there, and you know, other than myself.
But how did you get into my Wi-Fi? How did you get my password?
I muscled my way in. I was just monkeying around. I have software, and it just guesses at passwords until it gets in. It tries every possible combination.
Okay, is that why my internet is so slow right now?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, no. I mean
the other intruder.
Oh, yeah, it could be. It could be because, you know, she's just sitting around, you know, using TikTok all day on your internet. I think she's one of your neighbors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm watching her right now.
Through my password.
Yeah, but isn't this okay. Just a neighborhood full of old people? Because I'm watching her on her webcam, and she can't be more than 30. I'm looking at her, and she's naked in her living room.
And just, okay.
Judging by her naked body, I don't think she's more than 30. So what's she even?
Where does she live?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where she lives. But like, what's she even doing in this neighborhood?
Exactly. Well, it could be somebody. Well, no, you have to be over 55.
Yeah. So what do we do? Like, should we just start knocking on doors? And we could watch her webcam while we knock on doors, and that way we'll see if she moves.
You don't see my webcam?
Oh, I wouldn't do that to you, ma'am. I'm a good hacker.
Well, I don't have one, so you can look all you want.
Okay.
The only thing you're going to see is me playing my games all day.
Oh, I do see that. You,
all day because I work all night.
I do see that you have a camera on your thermostat, though. Most people don't realize that.
No, I don't.
Oh, look, I can see you. Hi. Wave to me. Hi. You see me?
I don't have a camera on my thermostat.
I know. I was just kidding.
Okay. I have a camera on my front door, though.
Well, I wouldn't know because I didn't check for that. I was just making sure that there's no intruders in there, and oh boy,
okay,
there
Roy,
is
my neighbor where?
Well, I don't know. There's no way to know that. Like, I think I need to bring in some big equipment. I got to get it all loaded up in my van, and I'm gonna drive around and triangulate her position.
Okay, I thought maybe. Well, it's just the name sounds familiar. Where do you live?
I'm over on Lane.
Oh, you're not even close to me.
Yeah, well, I have specialized equipment, and I've got it focused on your house at all times.
And why is that?
Just to, you know, measure the radio waves and stuff. No big deal. Don't worry about it.
Why my house?
I'm just doing some experiments. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
Okay. All right. This sounds really creepy.
What do you mean creepy?
Well, it sounds creepy. First of all, where'd you get my phone number?
I'm a hacker, ma'am. I may have mentioned that already.
That's got nothing to do. My Wi-Fi doesn't have my phone number.
I know, but, you know, if I'm a hacker, I just know how to get everything.
Okay, what am I doing on my Wi-Fi right now?
Oh, I'm not monitoring your Wi-Fi. I'm just watching this naked lady on her couch.
Okay. That sounds disgusting.
Well, no. She's a very fit, ma'am. Very fit and supple.
Okay, that still sounds disgusting.
Ma'am, she's okay, a very attractive lady.
You're a voyeur, then, you're telling me.
No, this isn't my fault that she's just sitting there naked on TikTok.
Well, but you're watching her, so you're a voyeur.
Well, I'm not like drooling or anything. She just happens to be on my screen. I'm just watching a live feed of a naked lady in her living room.
Okay, that you could obviously turn off.
Well, I want to see what she's up to, though.
Oh, I see.
You know, because like she's on your Wi-Fi. You should change your Wi-Fi password, ma'am. I think like maybe that'll take care of her. How'd she get it in the first place, though?
I have no idea how she got my Wi-Fi password, and it's not something that's easy to guess.
And who is this young lady in our neighborhood?
Well, my password's not easy to guess, so it's something my husband created many, many years ago, and it's never been hacked. And
what is it? What is it? I've been looking for a new password that's really strong.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what it is. Why would I do that?
Well, I won't tell anyone else.
No, I'm not stupid.
Okay.
I don't have stupid tattooed on my forehead.
Well, I wouldn't know that because there's no webcam inside your house. It's only on your porch.
I was in IT for a great many years, and I have a little bit of understanding of how things work.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, you still let somebody in your network somehow. She doesn't look like a hacker.
Well, I can rectify that because I'll just phone my provider and have my provider track her and take care of it.
Oh, that's what I would do. I would definitely do that. Because she's probably slowing down your internet with her TikToks.
Okay, then. Thank you for calling.
Okay, if I see her out in public, I'm going to go confront her.
You do that.
Challenge her to a fight or something. Okay.
All right.
All right, bye, Heather.
Bye.
That's not usually how those calls go. Usually they yell at me a lot more. I mean, the ones on the hobo sode anyway were kind of like that.
Hello. Please leave the message after the tone.
Malcolm, are you there? Hello, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is Malcolm there?
Yeah, speaking. Who's that?
Oh, hey. Hey, it's Roy. It's your neighbor. I live down the street a little bit.
What's that?
I live down the street. I've been getting your mail. I've been getting some of your mail.
You have?
Yeah, so I'm just going to rip it up while you're on the phone so you know that I'm not reading it.
Okay.
Here we go. Ripping it up.
Okay.
There's just five or six articles here. Ripping them all up.
Oh.
Rip. Okay, I think everything's safe now.
Okay, fine.
I'll put these in the trash. I'm so sorry to have accidentally received your mail. It's... Not
okay,
my,
fine.
It's
okay.
It's the postman's fault, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
The postman's like blind or something, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ugh.
Well,
I'm glad we solved this.
Okay, fine. It'll come again if it's that important. It'll come back again.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
All right, I love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Nobody cares about their mail anymore.
Hello. Leave a message and I'll get back to you. Hello.
Oh, Shelly? Hello?
Yeah, Shelly.
Oh, thank God you picked up. Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, can you please stop writing in the frost on my windows on my car in the morning? Because that leaves, you know...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, you're always coming over and writing with your finger in my window and just writing your name.
I don't know who you are or what you're talking about, and I do not do that.
Oh, yes, you do. No, I saw you, ma'am. I saw you out my window. So can you please
I'm
not...
I'm sorry. Would you please... Who...
Because, ma'am, that just...
I have no idea. Honestly, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's
so
just...
Would you get onto the office, please, about this?
Well, it just smudges up my windows whenever you do that.
I would not touch anybody else's car.
And you
I have never touched anybody else's car.
Well, you wrote your name. You wrote Shelley, and you also...
Well, somebody else wrote it, not me. Well,
why would they write your name? And they put...
I have no idea.
They put a big heart around it.
I have no idea.
Well,
I'm sorry for any inconvenience, but I can assure you that I have nothing to do with it.
And it's nothing personal, you know. I'm married and everything, and I don't have time
to
juggle two
women. Thank you very much. And I hope that's it. Thank you very much. Well, go to the office, all right?
Well, will you not do it anymore? Oh, so apparently there's an office at this place. It is technically an HOA, I guess. Or maybe just a retirement community, but maybe same thing.
Hello?
Hi, Suzanne?
It is.
Hey there. It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I was wondering if you could stop writing on my windows in the morning frost.
I beg your pardon?
you're always writing your name in the morning frost in my car window?
Oh, I don't know who you think you're talking to. I've never written my name on anybody's
car
window.
Oh, no, it's okay. I saw you out my window. It's okay. It's no big deal, but it, you know, it leaves smudges on there, so...
Hold on for a minute. I'm trying to see who you are. That's ridiculous. The only Roy I know, I don't even know where he lives.
Yeah, but you keep coming over and writing...
Somehow or other, you have the wrong person, wrong Suzanne.
Well, no, you keep writing Suzanne on my window, and then you're writing a heart around it. And
no,
Suzanne, I'm married, okay? It's nothing
personal. But I don't know where you're calling from. You sound almost like you're American. This is a crazy conversation.
Well, I'm half American, half Canadian.
Yeah, well, please, you've got the wrong Suzanne, so I don't write my name on anybody's window. I'm in love with someone, I live with someone, and I don't need any of that.
You
so.
Should not be writing your name on my window if you're in love with somebody else, because they're going to find out.
I'm not writing my name on your window, so please...
I feel uncomfortable with this. Like, whoever you're with, they're probably going to get mad and come and smash my window or something.
Just a minute. Are you going to get mad and go smash this window because I'm writing on it?
Hello?
Hey, will you tell your weird wife to stop writing her name on my car window in the frost?
Well, if she did, she's got a lot of nerve, but I don't know.
I wouldn't put up with that.
I don't think she would do that.
I would have a long talking to with her about writing her name on my window.
Okay, and whereabouts are you from? I mean, so I'd tell her to stay away from there.
Well, she knows where I live. She's the one that keeps writing her name on my window and putting a heart around it.
Say that again?
But she keeps writing her name on my window and putting a heart around it. She knows where I live. I'm on Mimosa Drive.
Where? Formosa Drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, what's your last name?
Gerbel.
Like, how do you spell that?
It's French-Canadian, you know, to prove that I'm a Canadian.
Yeah, well, I don't think this is Formosa Drive anywhere close to here.
Yeah, there is one in Pupa.
Yeah, see, your husband knows.
There is not.
You don't know everything, lady.
Well, I'm very sorry. I have never done it. I don't intend to do it. So whoever you're calling, you've got the wrong Suzanne.
Okay.
But you know, there is another Suzanne lives here, but her name is spelled different than mine.
Oh, yeah. No, you always spell your name Susanne on my window whenever you write it.
Well,
no.
I won't do it anymore.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Suzanne's husband. I'm sorry, she's tried to cheat on you.
She what?
I don't
know
what you said.
She what?
Darn it, they didn't understand what I said. I looked up this town's weather. It looks like it's 32 degrees there right now. And they've got some snow coming on Friday. So there's a good chance there's frost on the windows, maybe, I think. Okay, I just called a lady. I got her machine, and now she's calling me back.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Hey, is this Joanne?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Is this your bird? A crow just came in my house, and everyone tells me you're the one with the pet crow.
A bird?
Yeah, a crow. There's a crow in my house. Come and get it out.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
You need to get over here and...
Oh, okay. She's going to hang up, not going to take responsibility for her own crow. I worked on my soundboard the other day, by the way. That's why I've been using sound effects today. My soundboard's been completely disconnected for quite a while now. I've just been playing, you know, MP3s on my computer if I need to play any sounds to people. But I completely cleaned it up and relabeled it and added some new sound effects and some new hold musics. Oh, yeah. In fact, we got to talk about this real quick. I've got these two brand new Butt Slam clips. The first one was sent to me by Low Level M, and here's that one. I think he just used another existing Butt Slam clip and made it a little better.
Hey, Lamo! You just got full-on butt slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on 100.9 The Gerbil. Don't let it get you down. Slamming is what we do best.
So yeah, that was Not Brad's. The one that he made, the voice artist that he hired, he took Not Brad's thing and made it a little bit better. Thank you, Low Level M. He also made it shorter than Not Brad's, so that's a plus. Not Brad's was really long. And then, weirdly enough, not long after that one came in, I got a new one from Vista Blue, and here's what he sent me. I've also got Carol's Kitchen whenever I call as Carol. So, you know, it'll be very obvious that I'm in the kitchen as Carol. You know, that's where Carol always is. I've got a smoke alarm chirp for the background. Just, you know, that'll make people yell at me for having a smoke alarm chirp. Let's see, what else is new?
Old man story mode activated.
That's not new, but I love that one. That's nice to have back. Oh yeah, the crow. I don't know who in the prank call community started with the crow thing. I think it might have been Bear, maybe, but I don't know. I'm probably wrong. But a lot of people have been using the crow sound lately, so I thought I'd join in. So anyway, thank you, Vista Blue and Low Level M, for the new butt slams.
Oh.
Hey, Bonnie?
Yes.
It's your neighbor. It's Roy. Hello?
Roy?
Yeah, I'm going to bring a bunch of shopping carts over to your house. And just leave him next to your house all night. I'll come back and get him in the morning, okay?
Shopping carts?
Yeah, just shopping carts. From over at the grocery store.
Why have you got them?
Well, I'm going to take him in for recycling. But I'm just going to leave him next to your house tonight. And
why is that?
Well, just for safekeeping. And then I'll come and get him in the morning.
Why can't you leave them at your house?
No, they're too hot right now.
They're too hot?
Yeah, if you know what I mean.
No, please don't leave them here.
Oh, why not? Come on, please. I need somewhere to leave them.
I don't want them here. Do not leave them here.
I'm just going to put them next to your house. Bonnie? Hello? Okay, Bonnie, you want no part of my shopping cart thing. That's okay. I can take them to Mrs. Steumann's house.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Lars.
At the tone, please record your message.
Wow. Lars has an awesome voicemail. I'm going to try it right back. I really want to talk to him after that.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Lars.
Lars.
At the tone, please record your message.
And this is supposed to be an old people community, but we've got old man Lars setting up wacky voicemails.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy.
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was the unknown. That's why I was so rude.
I didn't think you were rude at all.
Anyways, what's up?
I'm on your Wi-Fi right now. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, there's somebody on there that shouldn't be in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
Besides me.
All right. Mine personally?
Yeah, yeah.
Or Larry's?
Oh, no, well, do you have home internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that Wi-Fi. You know, it's got the Wi-Fi
okay.
on it.
Okay.
For all the Wi-Fi.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't know who the lady is, but I've hacked into her computer too.
Okay.
And I think her name might be Lisa, and she's naked. I'm watching her on her webcam right now.
Okay.
What do we do?
I'm not savvy about any of it, really. This stuff is scary. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do, to be honest with you.
I don't know who she is. I've never seen her before. Yeah. But she's got to be...
And no last name?
Oh, no. It's just written on her MacBook profile.
Yeah.
But I have all of her pictures. I have all of her pictures, and I've downloaded all of her music.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, well...
What's your name?
just because I liked her music, you know? I just wanted to add to my music collection.
Right.
That's what I do. I hack into people's computers, and I steal their music.
Well, some of it's really good.
Yeah.
Really entertaining. It brings back memories.
That's right. Yeah. Why wouldn't I take it?
Yeah.
Besides, she's stealing your Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God. Weird.
You should change your password to kick her out. That'll teach her.
Oh, all right. We'll do. That sounds like a plan.
That's what I would do.
Okay. What's your name again?
Oh, this is Roy. Until you change that password, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch her on her couch. She's just sitting there on her phone and she's naked.
Oh my God. Scary.
Why is it scary?
Okay. Thank you.
Why is it scary? It's just a naked lady.
I don't know.
Nothing to be afraid of.
All right. All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go Google her some more.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Well, that sucks. But, you know, I got to leave that call in there because that intro of ours of her laughing and me screaming, I mean... I can't delete that. Come on.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Larry. It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Who?
Roy. Larry?
We're Roy. It's a prank call. No, that idiot called before.
What? I have not. I have not called you before. Larry, your wife's a damn liar. Did you guys hear that? She said, I've called there before. I guess I need to stop using the name Roy.
Hello?
Hey, this is Greg from the office.
Yes?
We're going to be bringing over about 8 pallets of sand. And we need to store them inside your house for a little bit. Is that okay?
No.
Why not?
Well, you got to be kidding me. What's your name again?
It's Roy. It's just,
Roy?
Yeah, it's just 7 pallets of sand. That's all. It's just
Oh, sure, in my house.
Yeah, just temporarily, just like for the week.
Oh, sure. Yeah, why not? Where do I live?
We'll just put them in the living room.
Okay, good joke. Thank
you.
Bye.
It's not a joke, ma'am. We're gonna bring sand.
Hello.
Hi, Ken.
Pardon?
Ken, it's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Who?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Roy?
Yes.
Roy who?
Yeah. I live down the street a little bit. I'm on Carbon's Cove, too. Ken.
Still trying to figure it out, Craig.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Hey, I just need your Wi-Fi password. I want to get on your Wi-Fi. I want to get on your Wi-Fi.
I don't know. I don't have a computer.
Oh, what's your password?
My wife runs a computer. I don't.
Yeah, but I need your password.
I don't have a password. I don't run a computer.
Well, ask your wife what her password is for the Wi-Fi.
She's not in here right now. She's gone to woman's group.
And she took the Wi-Fi modem with her?
I don't know. I don't keep track of her. I got nothing to do with computers.
Looky here, buddy. You need to keep better track of your woman.
I don't.
And you got to make her sign equipment in and out of the house.
I am not a computer person.
Yeah, make her sign a paper, like with the clipboard, whenever she leaves with the router and the modem.
You'll have to talk to her all about this. I don't know bugger all about them.
All right. Hey, what?
I don't get involved with computers at all.
Okay. Is it okay if I metal detect in your yard?
Which?
I've got a metal detector. I want to come and look for metal in your yard.
Look for metal in my yard?
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find anything valuable.
I don't think you'll find any metal in this yard.
Why not?
It was all over it. Just...
Yeah, but stuff could be buried a little bit, you know, underneath it.
Well, you're not going to dig up the yard because I don't own it.
Well, yeah, I have to dig it up. I'm going to dig a lot of little holes while I'm looking for all that metal.
No, you don't. You don't dig in this yard.
Yeah, well, just with a little shovel. It's just a little handheld shovel.
It belongs to...
Yeah, but we won't tell them. You know, I'll put it back just how it was.
You don't dig in my yard.
Please? Well, can I metal detect without digging?
I don't know. Like, the thing's frozen now anyways. It's still all over it.
Yeah, see, they wouldn't even notice if we dug a hole because it's frozen. What if I already buried something in your yard last year?
Don't start talking about digging in this yard because owns the yard, and if you dig in this yard, they'll come back after me.
Yeah, but last year I already dug a hole in your yard, and I buried something in your backyard.
Well, I don't remember. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it was a secret.
And I'm not giving you permission.
It was a secret. I didn't tell you.
I don't know anything about the metal detector, about digging in the yard. If you dig in this yard, I mean, right now it's full of snow anyway.
Okay, can I come out and lay in your yard? Just, like, lay down in it?
I don't own the yard. It's not my yard. You phone and ask them.
Well, so I can then, because you're saying you don't care?
Phone and ask them.
What's their...
It's their property. I don't own it.
What's their number?
I own the house, and I own the property. Let's get it straight and plain. I don't own the property. I can't give you permission. Okay?
Do you have a dog?
Because I own the house and the land that the house is sitting on.
Okay, do you have
That's it.
Do you have a dog?
No, I don't have a dog.
Okay, so there's not going to be dog poop in the backyard then.
I don't even know who the heck you are. I can't get it straight who you were.
Oh, my name's Roy. I'm your neighbor.
What number do you live at?
Number 65.
Pardon?
69.
55?
Yeah.
Oh, 55 in this road?
Oh, yeah, I'm not on your road. I'm a few blocks over.
You call and talk to them.
Okay. Well, can I come in your yard tonight just to put a electric heater on your tree so it doesn't freeze?
Good. You don't do anything on this property other than where my house sits and my vehicle sits.
But I'm worried about
That's
your tree.
You do.
I'm worried.
If you live here, you know that.
But I'm worried about your tree, sir.
If you live here, you know about that.
No, I do live here. I live in the neighborhood. But
you live in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I thought you said you lived in you're my neighbor.
Well, I do. I am. I live in the neighborhood.
I live in the neighborhood. What? 20 or 30 miles away?
No. Why are you being silly, sir?
I don't even know who the hell you are.
I'm your neighbor.
You're my neighbor.
Yeah. Can I order a pizza?
You're not my neighbor, probably 10 miles away.
Can I order a pizza to your house and I'll come over and we'll eat it together?
I'm not giving you permission to do anything on this property.
Yeah, but I could just order a pizza.
You understand what I'm telling you?
I want to order a pizza to your house. Why did he think I live 20 miles away? Maybe it's because of my area code. I don't know what area code I have. I know it's in the right province. Hello, Bob?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Pardon?
It's Roy, your neighbor.
Oh, okay.
I need to go in your backyard tonight and dig up a bucket out of your backyard that I buried last year.
You buried a bucket last year?
Yeah, I bury buckets all over the neighborhood.
Oh, whatever.
But this has got my tax stuff on it, and I got to get my taxes done within the next month.
Were you two down from me, are you?
Uh-huh, where, yeah.
What number?
Which number?
What's your house number?
45.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're after Mary.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa, the dogs are going crazy.
Pardon?
Your dogs were going crazy.
No, that was the TV. I was just taking the sound off.
Oh, I see. I just got I buried a 5-gallon bucket back there in your backyard, and it's got all my tax forms in it.
In my backyard?
Yeah, and it's tax season. Like, you know how the houses are around here. They don't have a lot of storage. So I just store...
Where did you bury it in my yard?
I can't tell you. I don't need you going back there and stealing my taxes.
No, I don't worry about... I wouldn't steal your taxes.
You might steal my social security number. That's been a real problem.
Pardon?
But you might steal my social security number, though.
Well, I'm not that type of guy. What I have is mine, and what's yours is yours.
That's what they all say.
Well, you should ask me for permission before you buried in my yard.
I know. I just prefer to ask for forgiveness. Instead of permission.
All right. Don't make a mess.
Okay, I won't. I'll put it exactly how it was.
All righty.
I'll probably be there tonight about 3 in the morning.
3 in the morning?
Yeah, well, I don't want to go back there while nobody's, while people are back there.
Well, I'm up every hour and a half, hour and a half.
How come?
It's my prostate.
Oh, that sucks. Sorry to hear it.
Yeah, so I don't put lights on. I can see in the dark. Okay, if you see me roaming around,
okay,
that's it.
Well, don't shoot me. And don't be roaming around naked, because I don't want to look in your window and see you naked.
No. Well, I couldn't shoot you. I'd have to go out and buy a gun. And then I'm such a good citizen, they wouldn't sell it to me.
Ah.
You got to have a criminal record to have a gun.
Oh, I don't have a gun either. I didn't know that. I'll go out and commit some crimes soon so I can go buy a gun.
You have to go. I'd have to travel down to Toronto to buy one on the corner.
All right. I love you. Bye.
All righty.
Bye. Oh, my God. Is he looking down on those Toronto people? Like, ugh, Toronto. Bunch of trash down there.
Hello?
Hello, Pat?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor.
Yeah?
I'm on your Wi-Fi right now. You doing your Wi-Fi, the wireless internet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, there's somebody in there, and they're not supposed to be on your Wi-Fi.
Well, my computer isn't even on.
I know, but your modem is.
Oh, okay. So, all right, now just a second. So what do I do?
You can tell me to stay off of your Wi-Fi. You can be
okay.
You can be like, Roy, you get off my Wi-Fi.
Okay, Roy, you get off my
Okay. Okay, I'm disconnecting right now. I'm getting off.
Isn't it entering? I wonder how it happened.
Oh, I just, I guessed your password.
Oh!
I just kept trying passwords until I finally got it.
Why?
Just for something to do. I sat here and I tried different words and numbers and stuff for probably 7 months. I finally got it.
Well, why on earth would you want to do that?
I just wanted to see if I could hack into your Wi-Fi.
Okay, so I can suggest something for you to do instead.
Uh-oh, what?
Why don't you go on Corsica?
On Corsica?
Yeah, Corsera. They have courses on anything you want in your life. You can learn the most wonderful things.
Even how to hack into your computer?
No.
Oh, because I already figured that out.
Okay, what neighbor are you?
Roy. I live on your street, on Cove, but I'm like, you know, way down the street. Like on the other...
What number?
9.
Huh.
Yeah, way down there. So
okay, should I be frightened and call the police?
Oh, no. I just, I'm out of your Wi-Fi now, and I'll never be back, because you told me to stay out.
Okay, all right, thank you very much.
But you might want to change your password, because I figured it out.
So tell me what you used.
Make it more complicated.
Okay, but tell me what you used.
I use the password monkey123.
No, I don't have that.
Oh, well, whose Wi-Fi is this?
Well, you got the right. All right, who do you think I am?
Pat, on One Cove?
Yeah, that's me, but that I've never used that password for anything like that. That's interesting.
7 years down the drain. What have I done with my life? I mean, months. 7 months.
I don't know, but there must be something else for you to do besides this.
I know.
Thank you, and stay out of my life.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
That's the best goodbye ever. Thank you, and stay out of my life. That was great.
Hello?
Hi, Margaret?
Yes?
Hey, I need to come by there tonight. And I've got a bucket buried in your backyard. I just need to get something out of it.
Say what again?
I'm going to come over tonight, and I've got a bucket buried in your backyard. I just need to get something out of it. So I didn't want you to be,
Who's this calling?
Oh, it's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Roy, are you sure you have the right Margaret? Because there's no bucket in my backyard.
Oh, no, I buried it there secretly on 5... Court.
When?
Last year. It's all my tax papers in there, and you know, it's tax season, and I only have a month to finish this up.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor.
I don't have a neighbor named Roy here that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, I don't really know you, so calm down. But I buried a bucket in your yard last year, and I'm going to come back and get it tonight.
Actually, no, you're not. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, I live,
where do you live?
I don't need to see you or anything. I'm just going to I'm going to come there late tonight and just unbury.
Where do you live?
I'm here in the neighborhood.
What neighborhood?
I'm just down the street a little bit. Like, you're on...
Yeah, give me the street name.
Well, calm down. You're on Court. And
yeah,
like,
okay.
I'm farther down.
Okay, so what do you mean you're going to bury? You're going to dig something up?
Jeez. You need to calm down, sir. I
don't need to calm down. Listen, I don't need to calm down. Just
listen
here.
No, I am. I'm coming over at 2 a.m. And
Are you? Well, the cop will come here and see you too. Okay.
I gotta get my tax papers out of the bucket.
Some fucking idiot. I don't know. Hello,
sir. You can't just keep my tax papers. Those are federal tax papers.
I don't give a fuck, pal.
Well, I need to get them. I'm gonna get them back tonight.
What's your full name?
I'm not telling you. I'm just going to get my tax papers.
Well, then fuck off and quit bothering me.
And you know what? I'm not going to bury my stuff in your yard anymore.
I could give a rat's fucking ass what you do, pal.
Oh,
fuck off.
Oh, so I do have permission to bury stuff in your yard then? That's what I just heard. I think I just got permission to keep my stuff in his yard. Okay. Last number on this list, and I think I'm just done with this list. Possibly done with the show. Oh, and it's busy. They must be sending a fax. Yeah, still busy. Oh, well, I liked Joe anyway. Joe was a much better last call than Michelle and Pat. Thanks again for this list, Mr. LAX988. This is a really long list that I return to occasionally and just do another page at a time because there's a billion people. And that's probably why that lady recognized my name. And she's like, that idiot's called here before. Because maybe I have. So I'll return to that list later someday, Mr. or Mrs. LAX.
Cisco Kids, Cactus Corner. Play those voicemails. Red! Snowplow Show. We put the tingle in the downstairs.
Hey, Brad. It's Corbin Guy. How you doing? Hey, I got a question. Could you please do a shout-out for me?
No.
Just a shout-out to my brother, Gladys. Happy birthday, Gladys. That'd be
happy birthday, Gladys. Seems like you could have done that by yourself, though. Come on.
Pretty cool. Thank you. All right. Hey, rock on, my friend. I'm here.
Okay.
In the middle of a project. Okay, bye.
Okay. All right, bye.
RBCP, this is Zilgo. I'm standing outside of gate F5 at San Francisco International Airport on a courtesy phone that has dial-in capabilities. I don't know the area code. It should be on your caller ID. 821-6480.
Okay.
Good luck. The hook is a little sticky, so it doesn't exactly answer. But it makes a ringing sound, so you should call it and see something fun. Not like the old days with that TTY pranks about the disarm code. Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, no, I might do that.
That might get you in trouble. All right, love you. Take care.
Tell him I'm you.
Oh, wait, Zilgo, away!
Stop doing that. So I doubt anyone's going to answer. It's actually getting kind of late at night right now, but I can try the number. Well, it's just ringing nonstop. There's no computer tone or anything. It just rings. And I've listened to at least 20 rings now. Nobody's picking up, so I give up. But if anybody else wants to call this airport payphone in San Francisco, it's 650-821-6480.
Hey, Brad, this is Eric from Michigan. I was just curious.
Hey.
I was listening to old episodes of the Snowplow Show, and I was curious if you remember calling that homeowners association where everybody was afraid of Frank. Curious if you ever wanted to call them back up and see if Frank still runs that place.
Frank D'Amato.
Frank's been replaced.
I guess I don't really care, but I think a lot of the listeners, like, I don't know if I edited that name of the HOA out very well in the final show. I think you can still figure out who it is. And also everyone knows the name Frank D'Amato at this point. So I don't know. One of you go do some research and let me know if Frank D'Amato is still on the HOA board over there. Actually, don't tell me. I don't care. You can report back if you want. But yeah, I don't know. That was a fun night of calls. I remember those well.
Hey, Brad. This is Mr. Stewman from Texas.
Hey.
First time, long time. I just wanted to say thank you for introducing me to Mindless Self-Indulgence.
What?
They are one of my favorite bands now, thanks to you.
That's
so
awesome.
Thank you for that. You should play them in the outro.
Okay.
And secondly, you're coming up on episode 800. I think it would be funny to prank call some 1-800 numbers.
Oh, yeah.
You don't spend too much time stuck on hold. But anyway, thanks, Brad.
Well, the problem is that every 100th episode, I try to make it a best of episode, and I haven't done any preparation for this upcoming one, so that should be a lot of fun. So typically on the every 100th episode, I don't really do any original pranks. I could do it on 855 though, or 877, or 888, or I could just make the best of the 801. No, that's terrible. I don't like that idea.
Roy, it's Lardlord.
Hey.
Hobosode number 284, Resting Snake Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
When you were able to get the first name of just the first name of the landlord of the shopping center, that was like a golden ticket. You got to do that again, you know.
Okay.
Installing doorways to the next store in the back of their beer cooler, they barely even questioned it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that
right,
more.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah, if I wasn't lazy, I'd do just a little bit more research on my prank calls and get names and businesses and stuff so I sound more realistic.
Brad.
Hey.
I've been liking your shows, your hotel pranks and tenants from hell pranks. It's been good. I had a weird dream
a couple
of days ago that you were in, Brad. You were like, me and you were in the same class at college, and we were doing college work and all that, and it was, I think it was.
Did we join a study group and hang out in a study group room all day with the rest of the group and talk about our feelings?
I think it was like an education for work thing where they were asking questions like, what do you do for a living and all that? And
I think we were being interrogated. I don't think that was college.
It was weird. It was like a weird dream. We're all in this classroom and me and you took the longest to complete the task.
Because we're stupid.
I mean, you must be similar.
Yeah, bye. We're both stupid. So, okay, the latest dream from Nobby Guy.
Hey, Brad, it's Darcy again.
Hello.
I just wanted to let you know that in episode 512, Metal Detecting Club, you talked about how check-in calls, you know, for hotels are harder now.
Yeah.
So that sort of answered my technology question, I guess.
Okay.
And I am now a Patreon, so that's cool. And so far, I'm enjoying it. So, yeah, thanks for that. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for supporting the show, like everybody else out there should be doing right now. Go to patreon.com/phonelosers, and you too can hear the other show that I did this week.
Hello, my name is Marcus Helmling, and I am watching Frasier, and they're going to reboot this show.
I don't know
if you've ever seen Frasier before, but it's very funny.
I have not.
But Niall says he doesn't want to be on the new show, which I totally agree with. But they're like saying that it's going to be better without him. So I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
How do you feel about the new Frasier reboot? Bye.
I don't give a shit. I've never seen an episode of Frasier. It looks boring, just like Cheers.
Hey, Brad. It's Hayden from Orlando. I haven't left a message in a while.
Hello.
Sure nobody knows who I am. But, you know, it's been a great 5 years listening to you now. I think the date just passed. And
yay.
I would say, you know, it's interesting. You know, it's like you're really there with me driving across the country from New Mexico to Florida, to Tennessee, and it's like, you know...
That's not a very efficient route to Tennessee. Through Florida, what the fuck are you doing?
We've really become, like, you, me and this idealized version of you. It's like we're really one and the same, right?
Yeah, that's it.
But I want to say that's thank you ticket. For all these years. I just got engaged, and I your show is just as funny as ever.
Yeah, it'll help you get through the marriage.
I love you.
Okay.
I love you.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Bye. Congratulations on the marriage. Or I mean the upcoming marriage. I think that's going to do it for today's voicemails. Oh, wait, let's play this one. It's 5 seconds long.
You're a sick bastard, Dave.
All right. That was a good one. Nice and short. Very to the point. Thank you, sponsors of today's show, High School Graduate, Dog Lettuce, I Regret Jumping, FOD87, and Craig's Mom's Bush. I hope y'all enjoyed the show today. I kind of did. It was alright, I guess. I mean, wasn't the best. The Hobosode was definitely better this week. It wasn't on purpose, though, I swear. Here is some mindless self-indulgence to end the show with. Apparently, I've gotten listeners into this band. I don't know which song I played before, though. I wish you would have told me which one.
Game or a boy, if you're a nerd or a whore, this shit is so bad it could win a Grammy. This dick is so sad it could start a family. Now this call for a celebration with a little in vitro fertilization. You're coming for us, we're coming for you. You're coming for us, we're coming for all of you. Machine. Oh, a fun machine.
thank you and stay out of my life.